You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
One more real quick. Paul, Wildcard 2, come on the line from Yuba City, California, and talk to us for just a minute, because that's about all we have.
Thanks for having me on. The way I look at this is that basically, as the president, we have a hybrid. We have somebody who grew up with Frank Marshall Davis, who's a communist, and also with the anti-colonial edge, which is directly linked back to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is directly linked back to the Nazis. And what we have is somebody who's a national socialist. And you can see how he drives his agenda. Also, as the president, he has been linked directly to the Muslim Brotherhood. And, you know, if you take a look at Benghazi, which is now turning out to be nothing more than Fast and Furious on steroids over in Europe, you know, you've got a president here who's got a clear agenda. His behavior patterns, all the things that have been going on with all the school shootings, all that stuff fits the same thing as what you saw in Hitler's Germany. And he's basically using the same tactics that Hitler used to take over Germany. It's being applied here in the United States.
That's an interesting point. Thank you very much for the call, Paul.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. So we are very suspicious people here at Agenda 21 Radio. I wonder why. It's a very suspicious world out there. Anyway, welcome aboard. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Make sure you visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And also, newcaliforniastate.com. And yes, we're going to be talking about newcaliforniastate.com right now. Well, in a few short seconds. Bringing you up to speed on what is happening, though, is we have just absolutely a bevy of information for you ahead. The Democrats have been invited to the White House. Now, I understand from what I'm garnering here, and I hope I've got this correct, because I've only heard it one time and glanced at it one time, and it is about the visit. I think they're going to take them to the Situation Room, the leaders, to see if they can persuade them the leaders to the Situation Room and say, look, you have high security, top security clearance. This is what we got. You're going to see what the president sees. And if you see it differently, wow. Wow. If you see it differently. If you don't, you don't. Probably you don't. And if they don't see it the same way, then we've got a problem. Right? So I think what he's going to do is give them a detailed rundown using all the high sophisticated stuff that goes into that technology. And I'm going to try and give you a little bit of an overview of what I do know, which is basically the same stuff we've been talking about for years and years. At least 9 years we've been talking about this. That's why it's kind of like it's mind-numbing now that the general media... Now, when I say... The mainstream media is really not reporting this. The so-called, quote, mainstream, the bad guys. The guys, the media with the black hats. We'll go Western style. You know, media with the black hats. But versus us, the media with the white hats, right? The good guys and the bad guys. Get it? I mean, when you did theater and things like that back in the day especially, you could always tell the bad guys in those Western movies because they always wore black hats. And you could tell the good guys because they wore those tin gallon, you know, those white hats. A white hat. That's why Texas Rangers, you know, they wear white hats. They don't wear black hats. Most sheriffs, you see sheriffs from the South, they wear a hat. Yeah, man, I'm a sheriff. You betcha. And, you know, it's a white hat. Very seldom is it a black hat. I think one of the sheriffs, who was that guy who used to wear a black hat? What was his name? Clark? Is that what I can't remember. Anyway, but we have now the black hats and the good hats in the media. The black hats and the good hats. White hats. They're the good. Black, they're the bad. So that's the way it is. Yeah. So this information that I've gotten, I've been talking about for years. And the good guys in the media, us, and now even Fox News is reporting. This was the stunner. I said this weeks ago when Griff Jenkins was down in Mexico with the first, not the first few caravans. This is the post Pueblo Sin Frontera in March and April. And after Pueblo Sin Frontera, March and April, then you had another set. And that's when Griff Jenkins came up and started talking truth about what it was there at the caravan. Oh, there's not 500. There's thousands of them. Hello. I think it was kind of like they slipped the script there a little bit. But they started reporting it, and they started reporting it accurately. And they've been doing that a lot. But again, accuracy for me is you have to go back 9 years to see this whole thing play out, because it's been playing out well before then. So what we have is like a sophisticated network now of illegal immigration all the way from South America and the world, because the world is bringing their people into Venezuela and into Panama. Yeah, a lot of Middle Easterns finding their way into Panama and Venezuela. That little network, and it's all covert until it gets to Mexico. And then it gets to be like a big caravan, or they kind of organize themselves in Nicaragua. And now this is being reported. Now, will Donald Trump, and I'm sure he will, if he's going to show him this stuff, show Nancy Pelosi and Chuck E. Schumer. Of course, Nancy Pelosi has to be elected tomorrow, because tomorrow is the day they get sworn in. Has to be elected. So Chuck E. Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, she'll probably win. No, everybody else got the memo. Nancy's the girl. So it's, you know, it's all political. They're going to go down deep in the bowels of the White House. And they're going to check this stuff out. And they're going to get the same data and information that I'm kind of generally telling you now. Except they're going to get the details. They'll get the numbers. They'll get the hot numbers. He's always known the numbers. We don't even know the number. I can give you some estimates based upon my intelligence. By the way, and I got to tell you, the people I have that have been reporting this information have been stellar for years. That's why we know what we know. It's like we're experts. Well, we are. This is stuff that's old hat to us. Now here it is, and it's all new hat to everybody. Surprise, surprise, surprise. We have illegal foreign nationals invading our country. It's been going on for a long time. In the first part of the show, I said OTMs and OTVs, other than Mexicans and other than Venezuelans. That's the way they look at them. Yeah, the ones that come across the border, if you're not a Mexican, you're other than a Mexican who immigrates. And that the thousands of them have been, the OTMs have been coming across the border for years. And of course, if you're an OTV, other than Venezuelan, you could be a Mexican. Just like if you're OTM, you could be a Venezuelan. Get it? But this has been going on for years. There's nothing new here. When all this stuff was really being looked at back in 2006 and 7 and 8, Chuck E. Schumer was calling for money for a wall, $25 billion for a wall, something like that. So now, of course, what they're doing is they're playing all these things back in the face of these guys because they all wanted a wall back then. But when they all, listen, the news they're getting is the same intelligence and news, of a more upgraded version, but it's the same process, same procedure. It's the invasion route. They're going to get that. Nothing is going to change their minds, ladies and gentlemen. They're going to deliberately come out and they're going to say, oh, this data that they're showing us in this meeting is terrible. It's wrong. They don't know what they're talking about, that president, nor the military or the border people. They don't know diddly squat. Of course, who's squatting? And the reason why they're squatting and bending over is for the globalists, the one world order. That's Chuck E. Schumer. And Nancy, I don't want a wall, Pelosi. We'll be back.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. $299. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
He's undoing the U.S., one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Okay. Those of you that do not know, we were in Newman, California yesterday, all of us associated with New California, and we read our grievance number 49 yesterday, which I'll read to you today in a little bit. But first, I want to get you a general feel for what happened. We show up there, a whole bunch of us, all dressed in yellow vests, and we step it up. And we put everybody on notice. We don't like what's going on here with this Singh shooting. That's what we're doing. So a whole bunch of reporters show up. And we got Fox 40 out of Sacramento Modesto. They showed up. Let's see if we can get this to work the right way it's supposed to, right? Ah, it looks like it.
California calls itself the 51st state, and it's joining the growing list of people and organizations now criticizing California sanctuary state law. The rising backlash to SB 54 comes after it was confirmed by ICE that Gustavo Perez Arriaga, the man accused of shooting and killing Corporal Ronil Singh, was in the country illegally. Authorities say Arriaga fled Stanislaus County after the killing and was ultimately captured in Kern County. Stanislaus County Sheriff Adam Christensen says Arriaga was trying to escape to his native Mexico. Supporters of the sanctuary law say it was designed to foster trust between undocumented immigrants and local law enforcement. But opponents, like New California, say it only puts people in danger. Now the group is using Corporal Singh's death as an example of their grievance with the state and another reason why they believe they should be able to secede.
I really believe that SB 54 sanctuary state status has been one of the reasons why we've lost so many of our own American citizens.
We have two people who came to this country. One did it right, one went through the process, one even became a law enforcement officer. The other one did not follow the process, came illegally and became a criminal, and then kills the immigrant that was legal. And then you have SB 54, the sanctuary state law, which did not allow the police from before to detain him and then send him back to his home country after serving time.
That group says if New California were to become a state, that they would fully cooperate with ICE and they would make sure that their law enforcement agencies would too.
Well, that was us yesterday, and we were number one on Fox News this morning, almost with that article. There's more to the comments that I was making to the reporter, but and I know there's other things out there, but the bottom line to it is that there's no excuses why we should not cooperate with ICE on this issue. And, of course, in the situation with what we see there with Mr. Singh's death is a classic example why we don't want proposition, why we don't want sanctuary cities. It's just obvious. I hate to tell you. It is just blatantly obvious why you don't do that. To me, I can't understand why most people don't see that. Well, most people do, I think. I really believe most people understand that. But you have the power brokers who don't want that. The globalists have big money. That's where our rub is right now. That's where our problem is with those globalists, right? Those dang globalists. What can we say about that, right? Well, we can say this about the globalists. They need to go to hell. I have a feeling they're going there. because they're ruining our country and they're ruining the other countries as well, which is by their design. Not just our country they're ruining, it's others too. The globalists are exploiting, they are. They're exploiting everybody. Look what they're doing to rural California. Look what they're doing to rural New York or Illinois. Huh? Ultimately, they're setting up designs to steal everything. Exploit everybody. Worldwide, too. I mean, it cracks me up. They say American-style capitalism. Wait a minute. What about these globalists? Forget American-style capitalism. And even colonialization. That's not the way these folks roll. No, they just want it all. They'll get American-style capitalism mixed in with colonization and globalization. They get it all. Used to be that you would have American-style capitalism, then you could have colonialism, and that was just it. But no, now you're getting totalitarianism. Get my drift? You're getting just straight up totalitarianism. And that's what they want. Corporal Singh died in Newman. I went right by the spot where he was killed yesterday. We were in the town that he serviced yesterday. He did it right, as far as we're concerned, legally in this nation. He did it right. This is one of the things. I'm going to get to Arnold Schwarzenegger here and tell you what a monster he is, in my opinion. A monster. And we called it out. At the time, I was a principal of an adult ed program. This circumstance happened. It was Arnold Schwarzenegger, the good communist, socialist, Nazi that he is. In my opinion, that's just my opinion. Because I look at it differently from a historical precedence, where he's from, his background, and then his actions. Radical environmentalism here in California. And, of course, this particular one that he did, when he took away the funding for adult education programs in California. And it's so poignant to Singh. So poignant to Corporal Singh. Corporal Singh comes to this country legally. He immigrates legally. And he's got language problems. He's got language acquisition problems. He doesn't speak English very well. But he knew there's one thing he could do to improve himself, which would improve a better job and everything else. He could learn to speak English. And so he was going to all the different English language classes he could go to. Now, in some school districts, and in a lot of school districts, years ago, because of Arnold Schwarzenegger, they did away with their adult education programs, or they reduced them significantly. Now, I say adult education. These people, sometimes, especially California, think about this. The growth of ignorance in California. Back in 1999-2000, I started a radio program called the Inside Education Show to bring to light the high dropout rate in California schools. I thought it was outrageous. At that time, I was looking at a 38% dropout rate in California schools in 1999. I was in the middle of this as an administrator of schools. And I said, this is outrageous. We have such high dropout rates. So I started a radio show to bring it up. Now, it's interesting. People being forced out by the schools is really what the conclusion was. The schools were forcing out kids from graduating. So where do they go? Well, the California schools, for a long time, since 150 years before, had established adult education programs because people would come to this country as legal immigrants and get better educated and learn English. Now, as a principal of an adult education school, I understood that. I helped a lot of people get their citizenship. That was part of my job. And they would come to my school to learn English. And it was Arnold Schwarzenegger who did away with adult education funding. Made it, well, so the school districts didn't have to fund adult education. Now, in that, what he did is destroy the largest assimilation mechanism in this nation's history. And that was learning how to speak English through California adult education schools. We'll be right back.
On doing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliates. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Now, for those of you that are curious, we have some information here for you about Corporal Singh and his funeral. An honor guard viewing, this is what we're getting, an honor for Corporal Singh. An honor guard viewing will be held from 9 a.m. to noon on Friday, Jan 4th, at the Newman Community Meeting Room, 1200 Main Street, according to information posted by the Newman Police Department. I think 1200 Main Street is the same place we were at yesterday. Could be. Newman Police Department on the Facebook page. A second viewing or funeral will be held in Modesto later in the day at the Salas Brothers Funeral Home at 419 Scenic Drive, 5 to 9 p.m. And we are going to be organizing New Californians to meet, just a little heads up, to meet at 11:30 at the same place we were at before. We're going to be putting that information out for you. So those of you that, because I'm getting all kinds of text. It's interesting, and many of you on the East Coast, thank you very much for paying attention to what we're doing here at Agenda 21 Radio, and also you know, New California, because the sentiment is, this is a huge national story, let's face it, because people are starting to wake up, you know, to what's going on. You know, I want to go back to that story about, you know, the situation with the situation in Newman and the situation with Singh. You know, part of his ambition was he had to get better English language skills. And so he literally would attend classes at all times, according to any opportunity he got to improve his English skills, his speaking skills. That's what we want in this country. And we get it all the time with legal immigrants. I used to work with legal immigrants, even those that were illegal who became legal. And they all have this desire to be a better American, regardless of skin color, regardless of size, shape, or dimension, anything. They have that desire to be a better American. Now, I would say to people like Nancy Pelosi, who has no desire to be a better American, where should you actually be? Or Chuck E. Schumer, or any of these other people that are totalitarian in mindset and want to go with the globalist, Mitt Romney? You want to be a better American? I doubt it. Just my little tirade there about Mitt Romney and just these other clowns. You see, this is the thing when you work with, you know, I've told the story about one of my employees who we got to become a citizen. It took him years and years and years. He was an illegal who became legal, and just he always had the strong desire. And he retired. He became a citizen. We got him all the paperwork. He got on track, and he became a citizen. And 2 weeks after he became a citizen, he died. He exhibited great Americanism, just like Rinelle Singh. And he only lived 2 weeks as a citizen, but his lifelong ambition was to be a better citizen, to be an American. And I just find it ironic that when you are an American, how many people trash this country as Americans? When the whole world wants to be here as Americans and do this struggle. You know, I have no doubt that these illegal foreign nationals who come here, if channeled properly, will become outstanding citizens of America. But if you're going to come here as a foreign national, you better go through the process, the assimilation process, of becoming a better American, of becoming an American. This is something that a lot of us natural-born Americans take for granted. Well, it is a birthright. We understand that. And the vast majority of Americans understand the birthright. Don't get me wrong. But those who do not understand it and despise it, such as Chuck E. Schumer, such as Nancy Pelosi, and now guys like Mitt Romney, well, it's not because he doesn't like Trump. This guy's a self-destruct mechanism, like Obama. The globalists are these people who hate America. And unfortunately, we have a lot of them here. A lot of embeds even in the federal government, right? It's called the deep state. Yeah, they are the problem. Absolutely, they're the problem. But I tell you, we have the cure. We have a cure, and it's the cure in the form of Rinelle Singh's of America. They will not stop Rinelle Singh's of America. They will not. As hard as they try, they're not going to be able to do it. Now, that's just my opinion. I know everybody else has got their own opinion. Here's one who's got his own opinion. Kanye West now likes Trump again. Breitbart pops up. I can't believe I get another Breitbart, too, now. I don't think I'm warming up to their organizational design for Breitbart. Kanye West kicks off 2019 by reasserting support of Donald Trump. Talk about a fair weather friend. He likes winning. He absolutely likes winning, right? Hip-hop superstar and fashion mogul Kanye West began the new year by defending his decision to back President Donald J. Trump. "Trump all day," wrote West on Twitter on Tuesday afternoon, followed by a series of dragon emojis. "Just so in 2019, you know where I stand," he said. West again defended his decision to wear Trump Make America Great Again campaign hat publicly. Nice, Kanye, nice. nice, right? What do we got here? Do we have a audio? Wait a minute. Come on, you give me a TV thing here. Here we go. Let's see. Oh, wait a minute.
Meeting with President Trump in the White House, Kanye West had said in October he was distancing himself from politics. However, that changed on Tuesday with his series of tweets. "Trump all day. Just so in 2019, you know where I stand. They will not program me. Blacks are 90% Democrats. That sounds like control to me. Love everyone. Free thought." And apparently hinting at a future presidential run, he went on to then write, "2024.
That was quite something.
After his meeting with Trump months ago, he had tweeted, "My eyes are now wide open. Now realize I've been used to spread messages I don't believe in. I am distancing myself from politics and completely focusing on being creative."
Wow, there you go. Thank you, Kanye West. That Make America Great hat looks good on him. Hip-hop superstar. Well, now we know about Kanye West. It's called winning. And Kanye understands winning when he does things that make him lose, right? And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that, right? I don't think. If you want to win, stand with a winner. If you want to lose, go with a loser. Don't stand with a winner. And some, you know, you'd be surprised how many people choose losing. You'd be surprised. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, "Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio."
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
concern to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Yeah. Agenda21radio.news. Agenda21radio.news. Okay. Here we go. We're going to do it. All right. We're going to read the grievance from yesterday that was read for Mr. Singh. And I want to couch this in the sense that this is a grievance, so it's kind of like a legal proceeding. It's a legal complaint. So if I don't allude to Singh himself, then there's a reason for it. Okay, it's because of the way you have to write this and structure this and then make the pronouncement. And in yesterday's presentation, we did allude to him after we got off the record. And we made a statement about him. So there's two different things that happened here yesterday in regards to Mr. Singh, Corporal Singh. But we felt it was very, very appropriate for us to go down to Newman yesterday, Tuesday, at 11 o'clock and read our grievance, which was what we did. This was our grievance from yesterday. I'm not going to read the first two pages of the grievance, which qualifies everything. You can get that on the website, and you'll see the video on the website. All the everything's coming up today. State of New California, Grievance 49. Grievance 49. Nothing like Grievance 49. Declaration of Grievance, Statement of Facts. The people of California are suffering from a tyrannical state government which fails to provide a republican form of governance, enables and supports across its southern border the invasion of the United States of America by illegal foreign nationals, and protects vicious criminals who commit outrageous acts of violence upon the citizens of America, all caused by a government of and for a monoparty system led by a tyrannical dictator who openly defies federal law. That's the way we start out. Warming it up for you. California state government is in direct violation of the following. United States Constitution, Article 4, Section 4. The United States shall guarantee to every state in this union a republican form of government and shall protect each of them against invasion and on application of the legislature or of the executive when the legislature cannot be convened against domestic violence. United States Constitution, Article 6, Section 2. The Constitution and the laws of the United States, which shall be made in pursuance thereof, and all treaties made or which shall be made under the authority of the United States, shall be the supreme law of the land. And the judges in every state shall be bound thereby, anything in the Constitution or laws of any state to the contrary notwithstanding. Mass lawlessness is now the order of the day. California's tyrannical governor, the monoparty government, along with their associates at the county and city levels, are engaging in mass lawlessness. California is the most lawless and tyrannical government of any state in the Union of States and denies U.S. citizens their constitutional rights under Article 4, Section 4, in Article 6, Section 2 of the United States Constitution. Article 4, Section 4 is known as the Guarantee Clause of the U.S. Constitution. The state and federal governments must provide to the citizens of the United States the three elements of Article 4, Section 4. A Republican form of government. California is a failed state and no longer provides to its citizens a representative government. California has a monoparty system in which there is no bicameral legislature led by a dictator as governor. Failure has not occurred due to external causes, but rather as a result of the runaway tyranny that is the California government. It is evident for all to see that these failures to govern are by a design that evinces to replace our very form of constitutional government with a neo-communist state governed by the tenets of an unaccountable and dictatorial globalism. Protect each of them against invasion. California is the national leader, if not in the world, in engaging and financing, or encouraging and financing, the illegal foreign national invasion of the southern border of California. In 2017, California spent $27 billion on illegal foreign nationals who came to the United States, and these illegal foreign nationals were then granted rights and privileges reserved for American citizens. A security vacuum at the border has been created and is being filled by forces hostile to the United States of America. This is the third clause, protection against domestic violence. The citizens of California are daily put at risk of their safety, happiness, security, and livelihood by the damage the rogue California government has perpetrated on the territorial integrity of the California and United States border, thus threatening the Union of States, known as the United States of America. Supremacy Clause. Supremacy Clause is the article in the U.S. Constitution that binds the Union of States together. Without the consent of the governed, the rogue California governor, and a collection of rogue mayors and in a confederation of rogue sanctuary cities, has taken it upon themselves to claim and pretend they represent the citizens of California in the rebellion and insurrection against the United States Constitution. The authority they use to resist federal law is an authority that has been usurped from the citizens who were never consulted and who never gave the monoparty apparatus permission to rebel against the nation we pledge our allegiance and citizenship to. Insurrection. The government of California, the current governor and monoparty system, along with the local officials, are following a coordinated design with the intent to actively engage in acts of insurrection against the Constitution. And we believe that. We pray the president will react. We'll be back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill fill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots. Eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. It's Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. You can also get the podcast of our show today, all 3 hours, on Podbean. Go to the website, Agenda 21 Radio, which is at a21r.com, a21r.com. You can go there, and you can pick up, click on where it says podcast, and golly, months and months and years, a podcast just suddenly, it's amazing. It's like, you know, 3 or 4, 5 years, I don't know. It's amazing how many years are up there on our podcast. Anyway, we welcome your listenership, of course, here on Agenda 21 Radio, and all the nice things. All the people have just been coming out of the woodwork thanking us for what our good work has been on Agenda 21 Radio, and of course, on Red State Talk Radio, the Talk Monster, and got some great shows here on Agenda 21 Radio. We definitely want to have you tune in there, but also Red State Talk Radio. We got some great shows coming up. Tori is going to be with us next in the next hour, so you want to stay with us here on Red State Talk Radio because we're closing it out. We're done. We're ready to get out of here. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com. And also keep in mind, we're going to have that big rally down there in Newman again on Friday at 11:30. We'll be down there. Thanks for listening, and stay strong, America. Stay strong. Remember, we are exceptional Americans.
sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.